What's the scoop, Jordan?
The scoop is on apples. Well, Granny Smith apples were discovered in Australia. The Granny Smith apple was found in a backyard because they originally came in Australia before, and they weren't. Yeah, they were originally in Australia. So someone found it in their backyard, and they by a woman called Mrs. Smith, so they're named Granny Smith apples because she was quite old. Granny Smith apples are the best for making apple fritters, apple pies, and anything to do with apples, like apple tarts and things, because they hold their shape. And the best apple-growing region in Australia is in Tasmania, known as the Apple Isle, and the biggest apple is 15 centimetres wide.
That's huge.
Like that big. Something like that.
Well, I learned something new because I've heard people call Tasmania the Apple Isle, and I never knew why. I mean, I guessed maybe it was something to do with apples, and there you go. So it's the best growing region. Any comments? I'd like to maybe hear from someone whether, before we get to you, Cooper, whether people agree that at Granny Smith is the best tasting apple, or whether maybe other people have a different favourite type of apple. You can choose some people, Jordan.
Yeah.
Jet?
I disagree. Because I had a really nice apple. It was organically grown.
Mm, what colour was it?
Green.
Was it green?
Green and red.
Green and red. So a little bit different to Granny Smith. Cool. Thanks, Jet. Someone else?
Skull?
Granny Smith, they're like the best because they're juicier. And I don't really like apples, so. And I like Granny Smith ones.
Well, that's a big plus for Granny Smith there.
I like them when
they're not ripe. When
they're not ripe? Yeah, because they're really sour and I like sour stuff.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Cooper? They are
very juicy. What was the. Do you know what the smallest apple is?
I think it was like a type of midget apple they have. That's like it's centimetre or something, or less. It's in the millimetres.
Even when it's ripe.
Even when it's ripe, yeah.
Okay. Has anyone got an apple tree in their backyard? What type is it, Audrey?
I'm not sure. We have one that's red and one that's green.
One that's red. Well, who knows some red varieties? What are some of the names of red apples? You can choose, Jordan. Let's see. The apple quiz.
Jonah?
In it, there's like Royal Gala.
Royal Gala, yeah.
And Pink Lady.
Pink Lady, yeah. Anyone know another one?
Red Delicious.
Yeah, Red Delicious. There's another one I'm thinking of that they stock in some of the supermarkets.
Harry?
Something.
Macintosh?
Yeah.
Taking your word for it, Harry. That used to be the old name for the first Apple computers, yeah. The Macintosh computer. Could have been. There's something for us to find out, definitely, yeah. There's one more I'm thinking of. It starts with S. Oh, if you know another one, that's fine as well.
I don't know what.
Hmm? What do you think? What was yours, Ethan?
There's one called
Golden Delicious. Golden Delicious, yeah. Anyone heard of Sundowner?
Or Snow White.
Sundowner is another
one.
Snow White apples.
Yeah, they're like really. Like,
do they poison you
white,
when you eat them?
They're
like in the story.
White inside, like.
White inside. Okay, maybe last comment, Skylar, and then we'll stop.
There's also a small one that's called a Fuji apple.
Yes, Fuji. That's the one. Yeah, sounds very much like a Japanese name. Right. All right, let's give you one more clap for the recording.